Final Days Report, episode 362. We're calling this VCast, the legalization of human trafficking, selling the unborn. How does this fit pedophilia and moving pedophilia into normalization through Hollywood? It's the same playbook of promoting homosexuality. First, they start with humor, and then they take it off of being considered a mental illness. It's the same exact playbook. And yes, homosexuals are more inclined to be pedophiles. This is some sick stuff, my friends. I actually wrote this a while ago, and then my computer was hacked when I was over the Target with the Trump assassination. But let's read. This is from Massachusetts. Massachusetts bill would allow women to sell their unborn children. Child trafficking. This is an end of days sign, my friends. This is from thefederalist.com. But let's read. On June 12th, the Massachusetts House voted on a bill that aims to redefine parenthood and legalize the practice of baby selling under the guise of parentage equality. It's always equal. Reminds me of the Bible passage, what is called good is evil and what evil is good. The bill seeks to redefine parenthood based on a person's intent to be a parent on a child. It removes all mention of mothers and fathers from parentage law, replacing them with gender-erased language. Commercial surrogacy would be allowed right there. Women could sell their babies. Commercial surrogacy would be allowed even when the woman carrying the child is genetically unrelated to the child. Here's the baby selling part. The bill enables extreme arrangements. A woman could accept money for her biological child. She could essentially auction off her child by matching the highest bidder. While this is legal under the bill, a woman who adopts her child and accepts payment would be prosecuted for baby selling. The difference between these scenarios are semantic. Yet one is praised as a compassionate family building. This is sick stuff. And you have to ask the question, How could this be used for evil? And when I read this article, it reminded me of Natural News Story, the true story of how Oprah Winfrey helped promote a mass rapist who ran a child slave farm. So human trafficking with these adrenochrome freaks, we've done some podcasts on adrenochrome. This is beyond demonic. Let's read from Natural News. Fast forward to 2019, and hundreds of women have come forward with claims that John of God, out of Brazil, raped them. The faith healer is also being accused of recruiting young girls to his many child slave farms, where they were repeatedly impregnated as part of a birth factory before eventually being killed off and discarded. Probably they took their organs as well. Beyond evil. We'll prove this is an end of days sign. Now, you need to link this homosexual to pedophilia because you can do your research. Go to Yandex.com and do your research. Homosexuals are up to 5 to 8 times more prevalent to be pedophiles. And I think it has to do with sexual perversion. When you're sexual perversion, then the desire goes deeper. Let's read. When homosexuality stopped being a mental disorder, this is how they're going to promote pedophilia. From the APA, then compromised removing homosexuality from the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the DSM it's often referred to, but replacing it in effect with sexual orientation disturbance for those people in conflict with their sexual orientation. Not until 1987 did homosexuality completely fall out of the DSM. So at one time, homosexuality was considered a mental illness. We're just seeing the same playbook for pedophilia that happened with homosexuality in Hollywood. I watched a movie the other day. I watched a movie the other day. And they were showing adults exposing themselves to kids as humor. That's how it always starts, my friend, to desensitize you, my friends. But here's some more evidence. This is from WorldNet Daily. Pedophilia more common among gays, the headline reads. child molestation and pedophilia occur far more often among homosexuals than among heterosexuals on a per capita basis, according to a new study. So you need to go back to that bill of women being able to sell their babies to potential pedophiles under the guise of redefining parents. I mean, it's beyond wicked. It's the destruction of the family unit, which is obvious. This was from TED Talk. TED Talk is in a deep state establishment think tank where the elite go. And this is quite sick, my friends. And this woman, she wrote a paper, had a stage, had a presence on TED Talk and talked about how pedophilia, they can't control it. We need to work with them. So going back to this DSM and mental illness, they're trying to make pedophilia acceptable. And bestiality, you name it, any perversion that's against God's word, they're trying to make common. But Revelation 18:13, this is the end of days marker, and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves. Going back to the Natural News article about baby farms and the souls of men. You can also say women there and babies. This is about Babylon as the days of Lot. But let's play this TED Talk. This is sick stuff.
Miriam Hain, a medical student from Germany, is presenting her controversial paper on the subject of, quote, why our perception of pedophilia has to change. Give it a listen.
According to current research, pedophilia is an unchangeable sexual orientation, just like, for example, heterosexuality. No one chooses to be a pedophile. No one can cease being one. The difference between pedophilia and other sexual orientations is that living out this sexual orientation will end in a disaster. Right now, most of us feel discomfort when we think about this scenario. And most of us feel discomfort when we think about pedophiles. But just like pedophiles, we are not responsible for our feelings. We do not choose them. But we are responsible for our actions. And we must make a decision. It is in our responsibility to reflect and to overcome our negative feelings about pedophiles and to treat them with the same respect we treat other people with. We should accept that pedophiles are people who have not chosen their sexuality and who, unlike most of us, will never be able to live it out freely if they want to lead an upright life.
We have to overcome our negative feelings toward pedophiles. I will say, if I had to cast anybody in the world to present the argument for normalizing pedophilia, I would normalize that woman who sounds exactly like a Bond villain. Such is Vi.
And it goes deeper. This is from LifeSite News. UN WHO, Bill Gates are working to normalize pedophilia around the world. The United Nations and the World Health Organization, or I like to say World Hell Organization, are working to normalize pedophilia globally, according to Dutch author and journalist David Sorensen. I've worked for several months now on gathering evidence that shows undeniably, conclusively, that the United Nations, the World Health Organization, and other organizations like Planned Parenthood and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Bill Gates of Hell, are working all over the world to completely take over the education in kindergartens and elementary schools, Sorensen said on the Truth for Health podcast. These organizations not only want to sexualize little children, but also to tear down the natural defense systems so that they would completely be open for sexual predators anywhere, everywhere. They literally say every child is a sexual being from the age of zero, that they are sexually being beings, regardless of age, he continued, and that's so having sex is their human right. Therefore, every child needs to have sexual partners and has to be guided by schools to engage in sexual relationships from the youngest age possible. I mean, there's demonic artwork out there in Disney. It's well documented to try to sexualize the children. It's evil. This article continues on to say the following. The Rutgers Foundation, a global network for pedophilia, Sorensen told the story of the Dutch Rutgers Foundation, which operates in 27 nations in the world to teach sexual education and whose founder had regular sex trips to Asia where he systematically abused children, Asian sex slaves. He furthermore published a magazine that was promoting pedophilia, Sorensen said. The Rutgers Foundation is funded follow the money by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and is closely connected to the WHO, the UN, and Planned Parenthood. Maybe this is why Bill kept on taking those flights to Epstein Island. Rutgers' recent sex ed curriculum, Spring Fever, aggressively pushes the theme of homosexuality onto unsuspecting and vulnerable children, Sorensen wrote in his expose. He provides images from comics included in the curriculum that communicate to children that it's okay to have sex with other children as long as it's consensual and that they are at least 9 years old. A children's book recommended by Rutgers for use in elementary schools teaches children about oral sexual behavior according to photos provided by Sorensen. Get your kids out of the indoctrination camps. They don't teach critical thinking skills. Good night, my friends. Good night. It's beyond demonic. So I want to play a couple videos, and I could have played a bunch more. There was a video that went viral a while ago during a parade. All these people, men and women, were like, we're here. We're queer. We're coming for your children. Demonic. Mainstream news tried to cover for them. No, words have meaning. Words have meaning. But let's play this video. I mean, you can't make this up.
As we celebrate Pride on the progress we've made over these past years, there's still work to be done. So to those of you out there who are still working against equal rights, we have a message for you.
You think we're sinful? You fight against our rights. You say we all lead lives you can't respect. But you're just frightened. You think that we'll corrupt your kids if our agenda goes unchecked. Funny, just this once, you're correct. We'll convert your children. Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. You can keep him from disco, warn about San Francisco, make him wear pleated pants, we don't care. We'll convert your children. We'll make them tolerant and fair.
At first, I didn't get why you'd be so scared of us turning your children into accepting, caring people, but I see now why you'd have a problem with that.
Just like you worried, they'll change their group of friends. You won't approve of where they go at night to protest. Oh, and you'll be disgusted.
So gross.
When they start finding things online that you've kept far from their sight.
Like information.
Guess what?
You'll still be alright.
We'll convert your children. Yes, we will.
Reaching one and all, there's really no escaping it.
Cause even Grandma likes RuPaul.
And the world's getting kinder. Gen Z's gayer than Grindr.
Learn to love, learn to vogue, face your fate.
We'll convert your children. Someone's gotta teach them not to hate.
We're coming for them.
Pedophilia more common among gays. So now they can buy these children? That's where this whole thing's headed, my friends. Check this out, this video at a gay pride parade with this demon dancing with kid. I mean, granted, many of these kids have been exposed to atrazine, chemical castration in our food, probably our water. And personally, I do believe some of these people have been turned over to a reprobate mind, but not everyone. When I first was saved, I heard a testimony of somebody that was homosexual that got out of it, ended up having a family, found Christ, was seeking Christ. He knew it was wrong. And then I heard a testimony from a pastor that I follow talking about how the Lord told him to go to Texas to a certain church. He had a dream about it, drove to Texas, didn't have any money. Somebody showed up in his front yard and gave him money for the trip. And he ended up sitting next to, I think it was a pastor that was in a homosexual relationship, was abused, and ended up extracting demons from him. And if you're homosexual, go to sjwellfire.com and type in HIV. Folks, you were poked in the 70s for HIV. These people, the elite, don't care about you. You're just a pawn in the game. Get right with the Lord. Extract yourself from this sexual sin. But watch this. This is demonic. Who's bringing their kids here to do this nonsense? Look at this demon. Enough of that. And you have to remember, all this chaos is by design, this perversion, because Noah had laws. If you're homosexual, it's off with your head. One of the biggest researchers blowing the trumpet on Noahide laws is homosexual, not even a Christian. And if you worship Jesus Christ, it's considered idol worship. It's off with your head. We've proven that within this ministry. So this is the dark side that will be exposed by the Antichrist to bring in law and order. Now, is there something wrong here? You tell me. This is beyond creepy. Bill Maher interviewing these kids about porn.
You're interested in, like, climate change. So you start looking on that. That's a big issue. I mean, your kids are worried about it for a good reason. Okay, climate. It leads you to weather. Then you're looking up stuff about the weather. Then it leads you to Stormy Daniels. All right, now you're into porn. Now you're into a porn site. What do?
The innocence of the children has been taken away. It's been taken away, my friends. Just some scripture. This is an end of days news ministry, Genesis 18, verse 20. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous. Who was crying? The children were crying in our ministry's point of view. Genesis 19, behold, now I have two daughters, which have not known man. Let me, I pray to you, bring them out unto you, and you do to them as good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing. These are the angels that came to get Lot and his family out before Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed, that they've proven existed. They've proven this out by looking at sulfur balls that's only found there. For therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. So what is Lot doing? Did he lose his mind? He became part of this society and perversion, so he's going to give up his two virgin daughters to probably be killed. Demonic, my friends. Is that where the United States is? The country just needs to repent. We need to pray and repent. Get right with the Lord. Be a light in this world. Revelation 18:4, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not her plagues. We need to get out spiritually of this nonsense. So for homework, read 2 Corinthians. I just found it to be a good roadmap for these end of days. Legal to sell your babies to the highest bidder? What could go wrong? How does this fit the adrenochrome factories? How does this fit pedophilia? I heard a pastor say the most dangerous place is in a woman's womb. And he was more talking about abortion. And if you had an abortion, just repent, come to Christ. I've given the testimony many times. When I was in high school, I thought I got my girlfriend pregnant. She ended up not being pregnant, but I was pushing her hard to get an abortion. She was like a month late. So come to Jesus, ask for forgiveness. But this whole selling of babies to predators is just another level of being one of the most dangerous places in the world. Have a blessed day. Please support us. We're over the target, my friends. God bless. Thank you.